This recording, Michigan 22, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in a few different towns. I was born in Pontiac, but I was raised partially in Highland Township. It was very rural. We have, I don't know what it's called, a farm, I guess, across the street where they, I don't know the word for it, they keep horses there. And a lot of memories I have from my early childhood involve going across the street to pet the horses or feed the horses, or them like being in my yard. So they would just come to say hi. We're like technically part of the neighborhood, but not really, because the layout isn't like your typical neighborhood. I moved away from Highland when I was 4 or 5 to Troy, which I don't really remember much about. So I was only there for 1 year, but there was a girl who lived next door who was always really mean to me. But she was really good friends with the girl I was living with, so they would always play together and I would never be able to join them because the girl didn't like me for whatever reason. The only other thing that I remember a lot of things about that house, but our parents' cars would always get stuck in the driveway in the winter. And when I was learning how to ride a bike, I had to make sure that I didn't go down the hill on accident because that would be very scary. So I would go the other way, and if I fell, I would fall in the grass, which was fine. But anyway, then I lived in White Lake, which is where I spent a lot of like my developmental years, I guess. So I started, we moved there when I was in 2nd grade and stayed there until 8th or 9th grade. And that was where I had like the stereotypical childhood experience where all the neighbors were friends and we would always play outside together. And I was very close with the family who lived next door, so we were almost always outside playing. After 8th grade or 9th grade, I don't remember which year, we moved to a trailer park down the street. It was a scary experience for me. I had been there a lot when I was younger because when we lived in Highland with my dad, I was babysat by a woman who lived in this trailer park. But when we moved there, everything was very different. And the community wasn't as friendly as it was when I was very young. So I was scared to like go to the pool or do anything really outside of the house. Now we live in Highland Township again. same scenario as the very beginning. Everything's pretty much the same, except for the people who live in the house next door to us, because the original owners moved, but the original owners were nicer.